John McGlynn, who on earth takes over from him? Because he's not an easy act to follow. And I can't think of many names who would, I'm not trying to play Raith Rovers down, but who would maybe do as good a job as he's done in recent seasons in terms of getting Raith to the Premiership playoffs. They want to be in the top flight after all.
Yeah, and it's not just a matter of how good a coach John McGlynn is and how good a coach Paul Smith is. It's also a matter of John McGlynn did about four or five things at that football club. The tireless efforts that he put in probably will never be fully recognised by supporters out there. He genuinely did run himself into the ground for that football club. So you're not only looking for a top manager, but you're looking for someone to come in, and I'm not sure there is somebody that comes in that does the amount of work that John McGlynn does out there. What you need to do is properly structure the club so that you don't have John McGlynn having to do quite so much. So that's the challenge for the club, to improve and modernise and make sure that they put a proper structure in place for the next manager to come in and succeed without having to do all the things behind the scenes that people wouldn't even realise that John was doing. And in terms of the candidates out there, you're absolutely right in what you say. They probably will have to go with a younger coach. You look at the money that will be on offer, the budget that will be on offer, they simply will not get a proven manager that they can say for sure will be an upgrade on John McGlynn. So they have to an extent, take a punt. You'd be looking at someone like perhaps an Ian Murray if the playoffs don't go the way Airdrie are going. I'm not sure Kevin Thompson would see Raith Rovers as a step up from Kelty, to be honest, in terms of the backing and that he's going to receive to build a team in League One. I think he would maybe back himself to, when he does move on, get something a little bit higher than Raith Rovers, certainly something that could be more backed. Like, an interesting shout would be something like perhaps a Laurie Ellis. There's a lot of people that are still at that football club that know Laurie really, really well. He knows Raith Rovers inside out. He's been part of a successful coaching team there with Ray McKinnon. There's a few options that would be there that are interesting. You've also got Christoph Berra, who's on the books, and he's done his A licence. He's a big name. I've not spoken to kind of Christoph about, you know, whether he would be interested in it, so that's entirely up to him. He's got another year on his contract as a player, so he might not fancy it, but he's another name that'll crop up. So there are names out there, there are options out there, but the fundamental fact of the matter is nobody that I just mentioned, you could say definitively, is as good a coach for Raith Rovers as John McGlynn was. So there's not a great deal of positive you can spin beyond this, other than they'll need to pick someone and kind of cross their fingers to an extent. You know, in terms of, you hear people kind of mentioning the name Jack Ross and stuff like that. That's proper cloud cuckoo land stuff. There's no way Jack Ross goes anywhere near becoming Raith Rovers manager, with all the respect in the world. So it is going to be a manager that you're going to have to cross your fingers and say, I do hope this works out.